Continue on Commerce to Capitol Avenue or Fifth Street.
As you walk up Commerce Street, try to imagine what this city looked like in the early 19th century. One early settler described Little Rock in 1820 as a land of
lofty pines and impenetrable jungles. The only buildings then erected were a small one-story frame, some 30 by 18 feet, and three or four huts built of round pine logs.
29 years later, Ellen Harold Cantrell arrived in Little Rock with her family. While some things had changed, she found a city still in development.
The streets were partially grass-grown, with here and there an oak or elm standing midway and outspreading its beneficent arms from side to side of the unpaved sidewalks.
But even as she described the rustic nature of the city in 1849, things were changing.
Roses were nestling everywhere, one stately residence having a light wire fence that enclosed an ample lawn, thickly covered with a hedge of wild Cherokee rose, making a novel and beautiful effect. There were a few two-story brick residences with long avenues hedged with flowers. Of public buildings, there were the State House, built in 1836, state and real estate banks, the United States Arsenal, five or six very plain churches, and state penitentiary.
It would be young, ambitious families who would cut down the trees, lay out the roads, and begin to build houses and businesses, changing the face of this jungle into a thriving 19th century southern town.